Something on many people's minds these days, unfortunately, is how does one celebrate Purim if one is in quarantine? Lo aleinu, with the coronavirus outbreak, which is here besoras tovos. But how do you fulfill mitzvah sayom of Purim? So mishloach manos and matanos levyon shouldn't be too much of a problem because you can be yotzei those mitzvahs through shlichus, through a shaliach. But what about kriyas hamegillah? What are the options? Is an option possibly to hear it via live stream, video, phone, or any other telecommunications solution? So this is really something that is discussed by Poskim already for quite some time. Hearing over the phone or even via microphone, what is the status of that in halacha? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a long tshuva where he starts by describing how these things work. And he is very strongly of the opinion that hearing something over a phone or over a speaker is not considered hearing in halacha. He says, in order to hear something, you have to hear from a person. If you're hearing via, let's say, telephone, what happens? You're not hearing. The phone wires don't bring the person's voice to you. The person's voice creates a certain vibration in the system, in the phone. That translates it into an electronic pulse or signal, which then goes through the wires at the speed of light. And then on the other side, it hits another piece, which then vibrates and creates a sound wave, which is very similar, mimics the original sound wave produced by the person. But what you're hearing is a sound produced by a machine. And you cannot be yotzei mitzvos by hearing from a machine. You have to hear from a person, from a bar chiyuva. And therefore, you're not yotzei anything if you hear it over the phone, over the microphone, and it doesn't work at all. Even when it comes to answering a main. So for answering a main, you don't have to necessarily actually hear the person. As long as you know what bracha he said, and that he just said it, you can, and you're not chayiv in that bracha, you can answer a main. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, maybe that works if you're there in person and it's a microphone. But if you're not there, then even that you wouldn't be able, you wouldn't answer a main over the phone, you wouldn't answer a main to something that you're seeing via video conference. That is the strongly held sheet of Shlomo Zalman Orbach. He writes in a footnote, after I wrote this whole tshuva, I spoke with the Chazon Ish about this, and he wasn't so sure that I was right. And he thought that maybe if this whole chain of events is being created by the person's voice, that's called like hearing the person's voice. And Shlomo Zalman ends off, I think it's a Chiddush Gadol, and I completely disagree. But the Chazon Ish wasn't so sure. Rav Moshe Feinstein was even more not sure, so he doesn't write with the same degree of certainty that Shlomo Zalman writes. But he says, I'm inclined to think that it is called hearing in halacha. And we don't care necessarily about exactly how it works with the, you know, with the physics, that things that we can't see and perceive. At the end of the day, if someone's speaking, and his voice is what creates the chain of events that ends up with you being able to hear, and as far as our senses perceive, it's instantaneous. He speaks, you hear. So how is that different than when you're hearing a person directly? He creates a sound wave, which then travels through the air, and eventually it gets to your ear, and your ear translates it into a sound. And this is also creating a chain of events, which your ear eventually turns into a sound. You perceive it as his voice. Maybe that should count as hearing. Now, he's not 100% convinced. He's inclined to think that. So with regard to Kriyas HaMegillah over a microphone, he's not very supportive. He said, this is not how we do things, and I'm not in favor. But if it comes to people who don't have another option, he writes, for example, a woman is in the hospital. So how's she going to hear Abdullah? The only way she can hear Abdullah is over the phone. So he said, okay, so let her hear Abdullah over the phone. I'm inclined to think that it works. She doesn't have other options anyway. So this would be a reasonable option. So applying these shitas to our case, someone would say that if there is another option, many other poskim hold like Rav Shlomo Zalman as well, but there are those who also are inclined to think like Rav Moshe. He's not just a complete Das Yachid, and he's Rav Moshe Feinstein. So in any event, if a person has another option, he could read the Megillah for himself. Someone could read for him from outside. He could hear from through the window or something. So certainly that would be a preferred option than hearing it over the phone. But if a person doesn't have such an option, certainly it would be advisable to at least hear over the phone, and he'd be Yotzei according, or at least Rav Moshe Feinstein would be inclined to think that is Yotze. So hopefully we shouldn't have to deal with these types of shilas. We should just have everyone celebrating together b'simcha. Have a wonderful day. Please do put up the chairs on the tables.